Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? When your stomach does a nervous flip-flop, and all of a sudden, that mountain of laundry seems like Mount Everest. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the science behind those feelings, sadness, anxiety, the whole shebang. Because understanding why we feel these emotions is the first step to calming the chaos, right? Think of it like this. Our brains are amazing machines, constantly processing information, navigating the world, and keeping us alive. But sometimes, the complex system can get a little overloaded. Stressful situations, tough decisions, or even just the daily grind can trigger those feelings of sadness or anxiety. Ever felt like your brain is on overdrive? Like it's stuck in a loop of worries or negative thoughts? You're not alone. Now, before you start spiraling into woe is me kind of vibe, let me tell you understanding this science is empowering. It's about taking control, learning how to navigate those emotional waves, and ultimately finding calm amidst the chaos. So, here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that can help you understand and manage those feelings. First, know this. Your brain chemistry plays a huge role in your emotions. Neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine are the chemical messengers responsible for regulating mood, happiness, focus, and even stress response. When these neurotransmitter levels are imbalanced, you can experience feelings of sadness, anxiety, or even irritability. It's like a symphony orchestra where some instruments are out of tune, it affects the whole harmony. Second, chronic stress can really mess with those brain chemicals. Think about it, when you're constantly stressed, your body pumps out cortisol, which can suppress serotonin and dopamine production. It's like hitting the pause button on happiness. That's why managing stress is crucial for emotional well-being. Third, our thoughts directly influence our feelings. Ever notice how dwelling on negative thoughts can make you feel worse? It's because your mind has a powerful way of shaping your reality. So, becoming aware of those negative thought patterns and actively challenging them is essential. It's like rewiring your brain for positivity. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of connection. Strong social bonds and supportive relationships act as natural mood boosters. They release oxytocin, a feel-good hormone that helps reduce stress and anxiety. So, make time for loved ones, nurture those connections, and remember you're never truly alone in this journey. And finally, remember that taking care of your physical health is just as important as taking care of your mental health. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and enough sleep can all have a positive impact on your emotional well-being. Think of it like fuel in your body. The better you fuel it, the better it can handle those emotional ups and downs. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing that impossible deadline, emails are piling up, and you just feel overwhelmed. That feeling in your chest? The racing thoughts? That stress taking over, and your brain chemistry is likely screaming for help. Your cortisol levels are spiking, maybe serotonin is dipping a bit, it's a recipe for anxiety. But here's the thing. You can choose how you respond to that situation. Instead of letting those emotions control you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and break down that overwhelming task into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember, understanding the science behind these feelings is just the first step. Now go out there and practice those tips. Challenge those negative thoughts, connect with your loved ones, take care of yourself physically, you've got the power to create calm amidst the chaos. Today's episode was all about understanding the science behind sadness and anxiety, right? It's like having a backstage pass to your own brain, seeing how it works and learning how to manage those emotional waves. So, remember these key takeaways. Your brain chemistry is constantly in flux, learn to recognize those imbalances. Chronic stress can wreak havoc on your mood, prioritize self-care. Your thoughts shape your reality, challenge negativity and embrace positivity. And most importantly, you are not alone in this journey. There's power in connection and knowledge, use them to create calm over chaos. Ready to keep exploring the world of emotional well-being? Leave a review, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks. And remember, you've got this. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.